Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this live Thursday edition, the first day of June 2006. We are now 23 days away from the big conference in Los Angeles, California, the big 9/11 conference. We're looking at about 1,000 people that are going to be there. It's going to be the biggest and best ever. We hope to see you there as we expose the entire neocon agenda, not just 9/11 as an inside job. I'll be jumping on an airplane this evening, flying to Chicago, and I'll be there for a big 9/11 conference, one of their keynote speakers. I'm honored to be a part of that. There's still time to get tickets to that online, so we'll tell you more about that later as well. Big broadcast lined up for you. We are scheduled later in the show, later in this hour, to have a state rep on who was instrumental in introducing the legislation that was signed by the governor yesterday in Wisconsin banning forced microchipping. We're also scheduled to have a two-star general on who said that America is turning into a police state and that we're losing our enshrined values of a free republic. He's scheduled to join us coming up in the next hour. In the meantime, the media is trying to spin, the neocon media is trying to spin one of these confirmed massacres of men, women, and children. They've been putting out other fake reports to confuse people and try to claim that this one is fake. And I want to play a little ABC news piece concerning this coming up later in the hour as well. Really amazing story that broke yesterday while we were on air. We mentioned it and talked a little bit about it, but I want to spend more time today. Court rules no whistleblower free speech right. Now, the same Supreme Court late last year ruled that there is no private property in America. In the New London, Connecticut case, they rule that if a private interest wants to lobby City Hall to take your property, and in the specific case, without just compensation, that's the added little caveat that mainstream news wouldn't tell you about, 99% of Americans in major polls were against the ruling. Yes, actual Gallup poll at 99%, another CNN poll at 99%. They don't care. Doesn't matter if it's unconstitutional. 99% of us don't like it. There's that 1% that want to rob and rule over us. This isn't where the government takes land to build a sports stadium or a highway and then gives you just compensation. No. This is where private interests lobby. They even set it in the ruling and want your land, and they take it, and then they condemn your, say, $306,000 house in one case, three-story colonial home with an entire middle-class computer programming family with the grandparents living upstairs. Then they give you $61,000, or was it $62,000, and say, we're just giving you the lot value and not even best price. Because you fought us. You didn't sell to us. I've now digressed. The point is, another incredible ruling from the same criminal court. Now remember, the Supreme Court has ruled that black people aren't human beings in the past. And that was the, quote, law of the land. No, it is not the law of the land. Marbury versus Madison, many other rulings. When a court, a federal, state, it doesn't matter, violates the Constitution in a flagrant matter, their rulings are null and void, just like official congressional laws saying black people weren't human beings are null and void. It's all null and void, and I'm not following it. They can announce tomorrow I got to turn my guns in. Listen, you're crooks. They can announce Bush is allowed to barbecue small children on the White House lawn. It's illegal. You're crooks. You're not God, and you can't say, listen, they've been prosecuting people that blow the whistle on bid rigging, war profiteering, corruption, rapes. And we got federal officials raping secretaries on their desk now, and witnesses catch them, and nothing happens. I mean, these are the cases, ladies and gentlemen. Or Able Danger, where they order Defense Intelligence not to stop Al-Qaeda. And then they go burn the colonel that goes public for $65 of phone calls to his wife on the government cell phone, which he was allowed to do. They start charging, going after him. Well, yeah, they say it's illegal to blow the whistle. It's illegal to report corruption. Is there any question, any doubt criminals are running things? Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money-saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel-powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money-saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, on this live June 1st, 2006, Thursday edition, we've got two-star Major General Carl D. Black coming on in the second hour to talk about America turning into a police state and how our values are being dismantled, another general going public coming up in the next hour. We'll also get into the latest confirmed Marine Corps massacre in Iraq. In the past, they would have charged these people immediately, and then this wouldn't be a big scandal. Murtha is right, and people are calling him a traitor, the congressman, for decrying this. It's outrageous. It's outrageous to defend this. And one Fox News commentator did say it was bad, and people are starting to commend him. And I saw on a message board, they said this is like commending someone for saying it's wrong to walk up to strangers and stab them in the face. I mean, this is what should be expected. It shouldn't be, oh, wow, someone's against evil. Man, let's commend them. So we'll get into all of that as well. This unbelievable Supreme Court ruling that doesn't protect whistleblowers, just every sign of corruption gone to seed, is with us. But some good news, there is some good news. For those that don't know, just a brief background. Mexican Attorney General a year and a half ago said his 163 top employees had to take microchips or no job. We have U.S. companies saying they want their employees to take chips. We have nightclubs getting into the VIP areas with the go-go dancers that get, you got to take chips. We've had those CEOs on, the heads of those clubs on. We've had the head of Applied Digital on saying they do want everyone to take chips. They want the immigrants to take chips now. They want everyone to take chips. I had the police chief of Bergen County, New Jersey on. It's a big county, saying he thinks everyone should be made to take chips last year. So this is real. This is really going on. This is really happening. My cousin, 18 years in special forces, he's now in logistics, an officer, an enlisted officer who's moved to the ranks. They were told 2 years ago they will be forced to take chips within 2 years. 2 years has passed. It hasn't happened yet, but they're telling him it's coming soon. So, and congressmen are proposing this. This is happening. Well, the good news is I have the Associated Press here in front of me from yesterday. Doyle signs bill outlawing mandatory microchip implants. The bill was sponsored by Representative Marlon Schneider, Democrat, Wisconsin Rapids, said the law was needed to stop anyone from being forced to get implants. Violators will face fines up to $10,000 because we now have people trying to force. We got two Latin American presidents saying they want to make people take chips. This is really happening. And Representative from the 72nd Assembly District is a Democrat, and we're glad to have a sane person on the air with us. Thank you for coming on, Representative.
Nice to be with you. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Tell us, some people in the national news have made jokes about this. Why make a joke? I mean, your governor didn't consider it a joke. You didn't consider it a joke. Why were you forced to do this?
Well, I read some articles early on that this was being contemplated, and I have been working for a couple decades in our legislature on issues of individual rights of privacy, and they are being eroded. And this new microchip technology is even worse than Orwell ever even imagined. And so I introduced a bill about a year and a half ago. It languished in committee for quite some time, but it finally got support. It passed the state assembly unanimously in Wisconsin, and it passed the Senate 32-1. So it had very widespread both philosophical and bipartisan support.
Do you ever feel like you've woken up in a science fiction movie or in the Twilight Zone when they're all over TV? I don't know if you've seen this, but Sean Hannity and others say, yes, everyone needs a chip. And I've seen dozens and probably 100 TV reports saying how great it is. I mean, is that what spurred you, seeing all these reports?
No, but Sean Hannity should probably have a chip so that he can be tracked and monitored wherever he goes. But I don't think that the people of Wisconsin or the people of the United States, for that matter, want microchips in either their products or in their bodies. So that
That's key. California is very close to passing a law restricting unlabeled RFID. So you're informed about that.
I'm not informed about the California bill, but it's an issue that if I'm reelected, I would certainly like to take up next time, so that people are aware that they can be tracked and monitored not only with an implantable chip, but with one that is on any consumer product or any major item that they purchase.
What does the bill specifically do, Representative?
The bill is very simple. It's just one page long. In fact, it's only a couple sentences long, and it says that no person may require an individual to undergo the implanting of a microchip, and that anybody who violates this subsection of our law would be subject to a $10,000 fine, and each day that a person had this chip implanted in them without their consent would be a separate violation.
Sir, what do you think of the, and he's been in the national news, you can just type in Bergen County Sheriff says chips are needed and it'll pop up, but I mean, what's your take on people who say that we should start the force chipping now and then act like we're weird because we're against it?
Well, I think that those people had ought and better re-examine their own position on that. Because that is what will lead to a surveillance society, and as you mentioned, your general, a police state. Certainly police officers would find such a technology as useful, I suppose, in tracking criminals, in tracking sex predators and other sorts of evildoers. But when you put it into everybody and you track everyone, and that's their ultimate goal, then you have eroded freedom, the freedom to travel, the freedom to move, the freedom to purchase goods. I should think that the National Rifle Association should be very interested in this issue and ought to be clamoring at the gates that if people chip firearms, it amounts to more than simple gun registration. It allows for the tracking of that particular device or bullet.
You just hit the nail on the head. I don't know if you're aware of this, but several states, including New York, are considering smart gun legislation to force RFID into all guns sold in those states.
Well, I think that would be a disaster, and it certainly ought to be something that groups like the National Rifle Association ought to be concerned about. That goes way beyond issues like concealed carry or something like that, which has been a big issue in my state.
So this isn't an issue on the horizon. We're now facing these decisions, and I commend you for, more than anything, raising the awareness level that this is really happening.
Well, it certainly is happening, and we're asking now whether or not this has happened in Wisconsin. We don't know of any specific instances here. I've got a call into University of Wisconsin Hospitals to see if they have implanted any chips into anybody for any particular reason whatsoever. And you've got to keep in mind that in some cases these chips can provide a benefit. That is, for a people who voluntarily wants to be chipped, for example, to monitor their blood pressure or to monitor their blood sugar if they're diabetic, there are some positive things. That's the problem with all these technologies, is that they have, on the one hand, a good purpose for which they can be utilized, and then there are the downsides that I think that many of us are concerned about.
Well, you're right. And out of the gates, Applied Digital Solutions, one of the big front companies of IBM, IBM really owns their debt, folks. It's a front. I have that from their own financial filings from 2 years ago. That out of the gates, they're saying, we want to make people take this. We want to make school kids take it. We want to make the old take it. We want to make the immigrants take it. Out of the gates, they're talking about it being forced.
Well, of course they are, and there's big money that's involved, and that's why, we need even more campaign finance reform in Washington, and we need more people, frankly, like my United States Senator, Russ Feingold, who was one to look at the Patriot Act and say that there were civil liberties violations. Nobody else in the whole United States Senate had the courage to do that and to look at issues like that. But Congress needs to take a look broader than that. They need to take a look at where these technologies are leading us. And in order to do that, they're not going to do that as long as there are big bucks involved. And RFID has a potential worldwide impact of like $100 billion.
Oh, they're lobbying. They're spending big bucks the last 6 years trying to make this universal. Walmart and the Defense Department in 2002 teamed up with a national plan by 2005 to force adoption, just as Walmart and the Defense Department teamed up in 1986 to force universal acceptance of the universal product code. Now they're trying to force the universal adoption by all their suppliers of the RFID. Thank God lawsuits and boycotts have held that off for now.
Well, that's certainly true, and what I worry about even with my little bill is that these people who talk about states' rights, especially in Washington, then when they get there, they just violate states' rights, and that they will preempt even our little law here in Wisconsin by federal mandate. Wisconsin, back in the 19th century, was actually the first state to consider secession. It wasn't South Carolina or Texas or anywhere. It was Wisconsin, and it was because we refused to obey the Fugitive Slave Act and the Dred Scott decision.
Yes.
I think that the states need to collectively, the state legislatures across this country have got to pass these laws, and that Congress ought not to meddle in the passage of these laws.
Well, let me shift gears. Talking about states' rights, when we know Bloomberg's a federal minion there in New York, the mayor is proposing a forced DNA database of all workers. He piggybacks it on the popular plan to control illegal aliens, which I support, but it has nothing to do with that. You read what he just proposed 3 days ago, it says all workers' DNA databases, and other states through federal mandates are moving to do that, including California.
Well, and that's unfortunate, too, and that's an issue that I've tried to address in Wisconsin. It's difficult to get legislators interested in these long-term issues like DNA databases. When our current governor was attorney general of this state, he was promoting these DNA databases, but for criminal behaviors and tracking down certain individuals, that's the positive.
But not everybody, not the law-abiding. You've got to be convicted first, or at least held on a serious crime. Do you agree?
I agree with that. And the problem that I have is that even in those cases, there have to be strict controls, because access to the DNA database can be used by insurance companies to discriminate in the delivery of health care.
By the way, that's already happening, as I'm sure you know. A quick break. Can I hold you over about 5 more minutes on the other side?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, just to the bottom of the hour, because I've got a few other questions. You bring up states' rights. The states are right to secede. I don't mean a full secession, but reasserting their 10th Amendment rights and, of course, to the people as well. And look at the Supreme Court rulings. Private interests can take your private property if they lobby the city, 99% in polls against that. Then we have this new Supreme Court ruling yesterday that whistleblowers have no protection when they report crime. I mean, this is insane. I mean, this is scary, folks. And we're talking about cases of like Able Danger, where defense intelligence is told by Bush, back off bin Laden's, back off Hamas. And then he blows the whistle. They're trying to charge him now for $65 in cell phone calls to his wife off his government phone, which everybody knows you're allowed to do. I mean, And he doesn't have any protection now, you see. He's going to get fired. He's going to get demoted for trying to stop terrorist attacks. We'll be right back.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Marlon Schneider, Representative, 72nd Assembly District, Democrat from Wisconsin, joins us. It's gotten so bad we're having to get laws passed against forced microchipping. I remember 4 years ago, Reuters reported the Bureau of Prisons in California signed a deal to start chipping their prisoners. That was in Reuters, and then it hit the news, and they backtracked. So they're really trying this. My cousin in the military has been told they're getting chips, and he's an officer. I mean, this is really happening. Representative Schneider, getting into some of the other things, you mentioned states' rights. Give us your take on these crazy Supreme Court rulings where they openly say robber barons locally can take your land if they want it. I mean, we're going back to feudalism here.
Well, certainly that decision created a lot of concern in virtually all the states, and some states have laws that would prohibit that kind of activity or have effective controls over the private taking for private purposes rather than a public taking for a public purpose, which is what eminent domain provides. And so it just depends on the specific circumstances and the specific laws in any given state. I don't know that we should get too excited about that case, because I believe that the states are able to respond to that and have been.
My point is, it shows the mentality of this Supreme Court.
Well, one can always argue about the Supreme Court, and as a country we always have, whether it was FDR trying to pack the court or whether it was the Warren Court and the concerns that were expressed in those days about that court, whether it was the Rehnquist Court and the direction that they moved, and all sorts of people always, because we're a free society, we have the wonderful opportunity to complain and to try to change those laws either by constitutional amendment, by statute, or by additional court cases in the future.
Well, there's also the jury box and the grand jury box. That's another vote we have to judge the facts as well as the law. Now, I wanted to shift gears here. I'm sure you're aware of this. Your last governor proposed, 3 years ago, using the cell phones, which by federal law starting in 2001, October 1st, are tracked down to a few feet. And they want to use that system at the state level. Wisconsin was the first to announce it. I was wondering where that was at. I saw it in the Green Bay News paper a few years ago, to have the emergency management centers in live time with the sheriffs and police departments tracking all the cell phones by name in real time. And now we've heard Kansas and Wyoming and others are saying they're going to use it, quote, for traffic regulation to see where cars are. I mean, tracking us in real time, that makes the NSA spying look tame. Can you comment on that?
Well, Wisconsin has been engaged in the process of what's called enhanced 911, which allows for tracking of cell phones. Again, this is another of those technologies where it's a two-edged sword. On the one hand, you can track and monitor everybody. Mostly, I think what they want it for is when people get lost and you're able to pinpoint and track them. There was a case, I believe, in North or South Dakota where somebody was lost during a blizzard, and the ability to be able to pinpoint that.
No, I know, sir. I know it has all these wonderful uses. The point is that I've read the federal documents. I remember 10 years ago on air in 96 when they passed the federal law to implement this by 2001. In the next 5 years, they did it. And, sir, all I'm saying is that they mean to use this to totally control us. In fact, in there, they have the technology to dial in and actually use it as a microphone to listen to you.
Well, yeah, and that's very scary, certainly we don't want that to happen. There are a couple other things that are going on, too. Wisconsin was the first state to ban the use of photo radar, which is another insidious technology that the state of Illinois is now using in their tollway system, with fines from $375 to $1,000 for somebody who may be speeding through a construction zone on the Illinois tollway. And Wisconsin was a state to ban that technology because of its insidious nature and its bad kind of law enforcement.
Well, it's been thrown out in state and federal courts from California to Wisconsin because you have to have an officer there with a citation. I mean, to have Lockheed Martin running the cameras in San Diego or wherever, private corporation can't do that.
Well, I understand, but I mean, we were the first state to ban that technology and now to put controls over microchip technology. But one of the things that is of concern to me is that people also want to put satellite-based technology into every vehicle so that they'd be able to track us wherever we go because of the ad valorem gasoline tax and the decline in consumption that is going to ensue from the increased
price. Oh, that's
right.
In fact, I had a Wisconsin congressman on about 5-6 years ago who first learned of the federal plan for the tollway gas tax with satellite. Was that you?
No, that wasn't me. I wasn't on.
I had somebody else on who first alerted us to that. So, for listeners, that's another real danger.
Yeah, it certainly is. And Wisconsin's Department of Transportation was participating with, I think, 6 or 7 other states in the development of that technology, so that a person might want to drive from Wisconsin into Minnesota, then south to Iowa, then east to Illinois and back home, you'd get a bill from each state for the amount of time that you spent using their road.
And where is that in Wisconsin now?
Well, it's not implemented for sure, but they're doing the study and I don't know where it's at.
Got to cut it there. Thank you for coming on. Thanks for your legislation. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Well, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. And, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I'm going to plunge into the massacre news, one of the well-known massacres that's being reported on going on over in Iraq by our glorious forces. You see, I support our military. I don't support them being turned into demons and doing bad things. And if we accept that, we become as worse as anybody is in history. That's coming up in a bunch of other news. And, of course, your calls at 1-800-259-9231. We're scheduled to have a two-star general talking about America turning into a police state, losing our sovereignty. Another individual going public, blowing the whistle. Coming up in the next hour. Before I do that, a couple of little program notes. Now is the time to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. All 14 of my films in low bandwidth and high bandwidth, downloads and streams. Great activist tool to burn them on CD and give them to people. Great way to spread the word. Great way to take action. An army of you out there taking action is unstoppable. Please do it. My book, you can print copies off, Paul Watson's book, or read it right there on the site, a bunch of other ebooks that are out there, a bunch of other films we've been authorized to post, hundreds of my weekly TV reports, dozens and dozens of special reports from England to Canada. And coming up, I'm going to Bilderberg Group next week. When I get back, we will take, within a week of getting back, key clips, keys, raw footage that's good, and just dump it on there for you to see it. And when I go to the Chicago conference, some of the interviews, my keynote speech, that'll all go up on the web next week. Just the whole speech up there. That's the kind of stuff you get being a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Then you can take it and download it and burn it and get it out to people. It's so effective. It's having such a huge effect. 15 cents a day. It just pays for the bandwidth. We put a lot of stuff out for free, and frankly, those of you that pay for the exclusive access to everything and higher quality streams and downloads, you are paying to get the word out to everybody else for free on the web. You pay for the bandwidth on the other sites, the webmasters, all of it, so you're also really getting behind us in this effort. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of two or three cups of coffee, and then, of course, you can get a year membership and save $3, or not $3, get 3 months free, excuse me. Save a lot more than $3, something like 15, 16 bucks, I don't know. By getting a yearly membership, you get 3 months free, and it's been up over 2 years. What, 2 years and 3 months now? So PrisonPlanet.tv just gets bigger and better. We just increase the size of the servers, so it's even during peak times, it doesn't slow down for you. PrisonPlanet.tv. And then, of course, if you want hard copy, high-quality DVD or VHS copies of all my films or other great films we carry, they're available at Infowars.com. Great books like 9/11 Synthetic Terror, great 9/11 films like the one that George Humphreys put out, 9/11 The Great Illusion, Loose Change Second Edition. Get that while you can. It's all there for you at Infowars.com. And your purchase also makes this broadcast and what we do here possible. Get the original films I produced. I'm begging you. Get them and make copies. If you already have them and haven't made copies, what's stopping you? Please. Give them to police chiefs, county commissioners, your pastor, your rabbi, your imam, whatever. Give it to opinion makers, professors, school teachers. A lot of school teachers have had this as curriculum, and they've been commended. Some have gotten in trouble. People have shown them at the universities. It's so effective. I want to commend those that have been aiding us in the fight against the New World Order on the front lines. I want to encourage those of you that haven't to get involved now. Go to Infowars.com. Order hard copies off the Secure Online shopping cart. Look at all the big specials we've got. My T-shirts as low as $9.95. DVD films as low as $5.95. We've slashed prices the last 6-8 months to just get this material out to people. And it's been exciting to see you responding to us cutting the prices down to where our profits are very small. So we need you to order a lot so we can keep going and keep operating here. We take the capital that comes in. We hire more people. We expand. We increase the info war. We are really fighting the New World Order toe-to-toe. You can also call toll-free to ask about the films and different specials and to order via the phone. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. That's the same number you call if you want a ticket mailed out to you for the June 24th, 25th symposium, or if you want to order by credit card over the phone. We'll email you the e-ticket with your name and your e-ticket number. Then you just check in once on Saturday morning at 10 to 11, and then you got a wristband for the duration of the event. We've got a big discount of, what is it, about 40%? Yeah, it's about 40% discount. Haven't done the math, but what's 74 versus 30, versus 45? It's like 40% discount for students that we just put up there. We're sending out a mass email for people that have purchased from the Infowars.com shopping cart. You're getting a 10% discount. Now is the time. Don't wait. Get your tickets. They're going to sell out. It's exploding. We're selling the tickets quickly now. And so I think we're going to sell out the 1,000 tickets that are available. So do what is needed now. Get your tickets. I want to see you there June 24th, 25th. Again, Infowars.com to order or 1-888-253-3139. And the cutoff to mail us a order and for us to mail you one back is in about a week. You need to go ahead and if you want to write to us instead of calling or going online, write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. But you mail it to us, it might take 7 days for us to get it, and then it'll take 7 days or so, usually 3 days, but it might take as many as 7 to get it back to you. So you need to get it to us in the next week so we can get you this ticket. And if you didn't and you showed up, we'd figure it out, and we'll have a listing in your name so you'll still get in. So I'm done talking about that. Just take action. We're going to have Ray McGovern there. We're going to have CIA top advisor. We're going to have BYU physics professor Stephen Jones. We're going to have another professor, Jim Fetzer. We're going to have William Rodriguez, so many other people, a surprise guest. I'm sure you can guess who that guest will be. You'll hear about it 3 days before the event. You will hear the announcement here on air who that special guest will be. But they don't want it announced until very close for their own reasons, which will go unannounced. Okay. Best way to talk about what's happened is to play this ABC News clip so we can analyze it. It's a pretty fair piece, but I want to comment and critique it. This ABC News piece from last night concerning this little girl who was one of the sole survivors of one of these confirmed massacres. Let's go ahead and roll that.
This is one of the houses Marines stormed in Haditha last November, allegedly killing virtually everybody inside. A whole family was wiped out, this man said in a video made the following day. The father, the mother, and three children. But there was one survivor, 12-year-old Safa Yonis. ABC News has obtained a short interview with Safa, done about a week after the killings. The Americans knocked at the door, Safa says. My father went to open it. They shot him dead from behind the door, and then they shot him again after they opened the door. Safa describes hearing the Marines go through the rest of the house, shooting and setting off a grenade before getting to the bedroom where she was hiding with her mother and siblings. Then comes one American soldier and shot at us all, she said. I pretended to be dead, and he did not know about me. All of this happened after a small Marine convoy was struck by a roadside bomb, killing Lance Corporal Miguel Terrazas. At first, the Marines said the civilians were killed by the bomb, too. Later, they said the civilians were caught in the crossfire of a gunfight with insurgents. Now, military investigators believe the only gunfire here came from the Marines themselves. Democratic Congressman John Murtha, a former Marine, was recently briefed on the investigation by the Commandant of the Marine Corps.
But I will not excuse murder, and this is what happened. There's no question in my mind about it. This investigation should have been over 2 or 3 weeks afterwards, and it should have been made public, and people should have been held responsible for it.
In fact, the military didn't launch a full investigation until this video was made available to Time magazine. The human rights group in Iraq that released that video also released today's interview to ABC News, along with new pictures of the aftermath. Military investigators say bullet shells and other forensic evidence found in these homes came from the Marines' weapons. ABC News has learned that Sergeant Frank Wooderick, the highest-ranking member of the team that went into the homes, is a focus of the investigation. On this week, Chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, John Warner, said he'll hold hearings to investigate whether there was a cover-up.
There is this serious question, however, of what happened and when it happened and what was the immediate reaction of the senior officers in the Marine Corps.
So there's the clip, and it's a pretty fair piece. And now, conversely, I have a Fox News clip, and I probably won't even play it. It's too unbelievable. Hannity's up there saying Murtha's a traitor and that this is bad for morale, and basically saying, no, this is a big deal. I mean, we've got Warner, who's about as neocon, old guard, new world ordered as it gets, saying this is serious. Now, look, they were in the little town, a roadside bomb blows up one of the vehicles, kills somebody, wounds some others, and they go into a rage, and they go into the first house, and they killed, in that one frenzy, 23 people. That's confirmed. Then the Marines lied about it. Now, this is confirmed. They claim they were killed by the roadside bomb, then they claim they were killed in crossfire. And you see the video inside the house. It's children, it's women, with their heads blown off and huge holes in the ground where the bullets were going through them and the grenade went off. And they went in that house and they killed everybody in there, except for the young 12-year-old girl. Now, every time this happens, the week Abu Ghraib comes out, the British Army stages photos of themselves urinating on people. It turns out it was fake. But they admit the Army staged it and released it. The Army did! In Basra, the main sector of the British bivouac in. It's a little fortress there in the south. Magically, we started hearing about this latest massacre 3 weeks ago. We were reporting on it. It was in foreign press. This video had already been out there. And then suddenly, this shoddy video comes out. And I should have known it was another neocon trip. I fell for it for a day. A lot of people did. You know, saying that, because I already heard about this stuff going on. And see, the propaganda's good. They release, and I guarantee you, you track down who this Macbeth character is, it's going to be a neocon, because we've caught him before. And they say basically the exact same thing, but it's fake from the North. So see, and Fox News is doing pieces saying, this stuff's all fake, just like this case. We bet this is fake. And we've seen this over and over again. Remember when the news came out in General Tocumbo's own report where they pled guilty to raping women and children? Well, that gets on MSNBC and a few other places once or twice. Nobody ever really hears about it. And then they take porno pictures off the web of military men having sex with women. And I looked at those, and we caught that. I said, this is porn. You know, these are women in the stance that they're enjoying it. These are Caucasian men. These are Caucasian women. You know, granted, they had dark hair. That was about as Eastern as they got. And it was fake. It was fake as a $3 bill, or fake as George Bush being a Texan is. It was as fake as the Federal Reserve is private. And so we called it as fake, and then later, 2 weeks after, it came out as fake. And by the way, we caught Boston Globe, took those pictures, blurred them out, reported them as real, knowingly, the urination picture. And this is 4 days after it had been discredited and admitted. All over the news, they publish it on purpose, say it's real, just to have a fake retraction. I mean, a big front page retraction, by the way. They didn't do back of the paper retraction. I mean, these guys are slick, folks. They count on you being stupid. They really do. I'm going to go to some calls in a minute. Before I do that, I was listening to Neocons this morning, getting packed for Chicago. They're in the house. My children really don't watch TV, but we do let talk radio be on in the background. And I'm there getting ready, listening to a neocon, one of the better known ones. He now has a CNN TV show. And he's lying. He knows what he's doing. Same lie. It's as if they've got a script. What's wrong with the oil companies making money? Are you socialist? This is capitalism. They deserve the 7% they make domestically on profits. Are you against profits? 70% of their profits are overseas. You know, and they don't have very good PR. I mean, you don't want to give your money to the government, do you? Hey, they make more than 7%. That's a cook number. We've done whole shows on this, written articles. And I'm for free market. If somebody invents a widget, you know, that can levitate cars and they make $1 trillion, more power to them. But if they try to use federal regulators to go after somebody else who develops a floating car, then you got a problem. I'm not for monopolies, Jack. And let me add more to that. He stated the lie that it's free market. We have the oil company documents from 95, 96, ExxonMobil, Chevron, Dutch Royal Shell, Texaco, and others. We don't just claim that. It's official AP news, but again, never got on the nightly news, so the average person doesn't read news wires, didn't read the big consumer advocate websites that sued to get these documents and lawsuits. And they say, there's 214 refineries, there's too much oil, we've discovered too much oil, there's too many other oil companies that are shipping it in, Saddam's overproducing, we've got to find a way to make bigger profits. What do? Worldwide, 214 in the U.S., worldwide will buy up private independent refineries that are supplying at the time around 60% of the petrol, the gasoline, refined oil, and they did it. They bought up everyone in the U.S., almost everyone in Europe, and gas prices since then have conservatively more than doubled. Doubled and then some. We have the smoking gun. Then they blame the bug-eyed environmentalists who were actually funded by the fake environmentalists by the big oil companies. That's admitted. Most of the big groups are. They're there, and they believe they're stopping it. George Bush has got the House. He's got the Senate. He had both houses of the Congress 5 years ago when he had a 90% approval rating, 95%. It was 94. They could have had Arctic. They don't need to drill. They're all capped. It's just such a scam, and I've got to listen to these liars conning these good conservative Americans. Go, that's right. That's right. It's free market. No, it isn't. You're being lied to. Oh, man. Taylor in Maryland, you're on the air. Welcome, Taylor.
Hi, Alex.
Well, that was an exciting call. I went to your call, and you got disconnected, sir. Call back, Taylor. Alex in Connecticut. Go ahead, Alex. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing fine.
Good. Cool. Hey, I just wanted to talk about that I ordered your citizen rule books, and I was reading through them, but yeah, this is good. So I'm going to pass it out to friends and stuff.
Great.
That gets you going, man. I'm glad you got that for us. So I'm going to do that. And I just want to tell everybody, hey, yeah, I've been airing films in my town. And, you know, people, they get reaction, either negative or positive. So keep doing it. You know,
how are you airing documentaries in your area?
I just go to the town axis, and they make copies and they submit them.
And voila, thousands of people get to see the truth just because you took action, because you cared.
Yeah, and public access, and I got the written consent form, like you told me. I did what I had to do, and they're airing. And, yes, I showed one of the Tex Mars videos, and, wow, a lot of people got very excited about and angry. Some mayors, take that down, because, I don't know, maybe I'm exposing something they don't want me to expose.
Did they take it down?
No, because I was in the guidelines. So the guy at Channel 14.
What films have you aired?
Martial Law. I just finished airing your America Destroyed by Design. I aired 9/11 Road to Tyranny. I'm going to air Dark Secrets this month. I've aired, who else? Tex Mars, Illuminati, Mystery Babylon, a whole bunch of stuff.
You know, I just had an idea. Anybody that faxes me proof they're an access producer, I'll send you films for free. I'm going to put you on hold. Stay there. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Bill, Taylor, Jim, Don, all of you, we're going to get your calls. We've got a general coming up in about 10 minutes. Talk about some very interesting stuff. Right now, let's talk to Bill in Maryland. Bill, you're on the air. Welcome.
They disconnected Taylor. I guess they got the wrong person in Maryland.
Okay. We're going to go to you. We're talking to you right now, Bill.
Okay. I'm going to briefly go over some technological aspects of these cards for your listeners, if that's okay with you.
These cards?
Yeah.
We have about the ID cards?
Yeah, there's two different kinds. Okay. Yeah, the ISO 7816 smart cards. And what that is a card with a little gold contact on it, and that has to be physically read by a computer.
But then you have RFID that are passive.
Right, and those are called proxy chips. And the proxy IDs, when I worked for the census in 2000, it was a subcontracted job. I didn't work for the government. But you have to hold these up to the turnstiles, and the general can probably verify this for this later because I applied for a job at NSA and I saw them there. And it just broadcasts a serial number on the proxy cards. And there's a coil. It's similar to the technology that they're going to have in the implantable chips that they're using in the PET.
It's radio frequency identification.
Right. There's a magnetic field, and that charges a wire, and that charges a capacitor, and that broadcasts a serial number. That's all it does.
But then that goes to a database.
Yeah.
That's the point. It's a Nexus entrance port to the entire system.
That's correct. The database has to be there to pull up the information because it doesn't have any of your information in the chip. It just has serial numbers. Now, the smart cards, I think they can only hold about 128K of information. It's just a small amount of information, but they can put your name on there, kind of like the magnetic stripes on the charge cards. And that's the one that's going to be used in the biometric system that you talk about. If you go online, you can find all this equipment. ISO stands for International Standards Organization, and that allows any person or
company.
That's
right. The UN made a deal 6 years ago. This is really a global ID system.
Right. ISO is part of a global system, but what ISO does is for any technical aspect that you want to do, allows you to create a CD or DVD or any kind of digital information. But not only can a big company can do this, but just an individual can create this stuff.
Yeah, it's an international standards system.
Yeah.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Interesting info. Now let's talk to Taylor and Marilyn if they're back. Taylor, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Have you heard anything about the Supreme Court voting to restrict free speech for federal employees?
Yeah, I talked about that about 30 minutes ago. Court rules no whistleblower free speech. Reuters, a closely divided U.S. Supreme Court, ruled on Tuesday that government whistleblowers are not protected by free speech rights when they face employer discipline for trying to expose possible misconduct at work. By a 5-4 vote, the High Court ruled against California prosecutor who said he was demoted, denied a promotion, and transferred for trying to expose a lie by a county sheriff's deputy in a search warrant affidavit. Adopting the position of the Los Angeles Prosecutor's Office and the U.S. Justice Department, the High Court ruled that public employees has no First Amendment right in speech expressed as part of a performing job requirement duties, so no right to report corruption.
Wow. Well, if our people don't wake up with that one, I don't know what to say.
If criminals ran things, they'd make it where you couldn't report them, and that's what we got running things.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's jam another in. Don in Ohio, welcome.
Yeah, I'd like to bring up the subject of public access channels and PBS. Now, we used to have a public access channel that did do a little bit on the New World Order.
Yeah, Access TV is totally separate from PBS.
Right, I understand that. But it has to do with both what I'm talking about. Now, what they did was, since they were showing that stuff, they were showing stuff of yours, and, I think somebody got a little bit, frustrated
with
it.
They restricted it and made it just government announcements and PR reports.
No, actually, what they did was they started showing porn at night, and they let everybody get upset about it, and then they turned it into all music.
Oh, we've seen them. They did that in Houston. Yeah, they did that on purpose. Tell you what, stay there. I'll let you finish up. We got a break. Time waits for no man or woman. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.